Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 a.m. Central Time with the latest update on Hurricane Delta. Latest winds, 120 mile an hour winds, moving north at 12 miles an hour. Pressure 953 millibars. We are now about 200 miles from Cameron, Louisiana. Let's get the latest information. And now getting close enough that we can start seeing the structure of the storm from the actual radar itself. You can see where the eye is spinning right around this location here. You can see the eye of the storm, not really seeing it very well on satellite because there's cloud cover over it, but you can really see it on the radar. Tropical rains. You talk about these rain bands, heavy rainfall from Houston, Beaumont, and we were talking yesterday about some of these rain bands over here in Natchez, Mississippi, through Hammond, Louisiana, and back towards portions of the Mississippi Gulf Coast, getting some of those tropical showers. So we'll be watching that because these are some areas as well on that right front quadrant that could see some severe weather as well with tornadoes with this system. This is our latest forecast. Did want to bring that to you. This is the update that we had, 4 a.m. Central Time. Large area of tropical storm force winds now extending about 140 miles out from the center. So that's pretty significant. That's winds. It's a larger storm. And you see those hurricane force winds also extending out from that center. So with time, going to start seeing it approach the coastline today and then this evening, making landfall somewhere right there in that warning area. But anywhere in that warning area, upper Texas coast to the central portion of the Louisiana coast, could see those hurricane force winds. And that'll stretch northward, becoming a tropical storm early Saturday morning, and then continuing on into portions of North Mississippi and even into Tennessee with time. And if you think about those winds, it's not just on the coast, but it's also well inland. I did want to show you this, and you look at the actual hurricane warnings associated with this system. It's not just the coast, but extends inland. Portions of the upper Texas coast, but coastal, but you think of northward, Alexandria, areas along I-49, dangerous travel. Trees down, windy, and those big showers as well. And you start looking at the rainfall, you start looking at some of these impacts here, a lot of rain, dangerous rainfall, could be some flash flooding, urban flooding as well. Some of these values, 6 to 10 inches of rain, southwest Louisiana through Alexandria, Monroe, even getting up here towards Vicksburg and the Mississippi Delta as well. Well, so that's a heavy rainfall, could be very dangerous travel, and even 4 to 6 inches in this yellow area for a large portion of Louisiana, even into the Mississippi Delta. The storm surge is something that we look at, very dangerous situation associated with the storm surge, especially large storms produce more storm surge. Some of these values, very dangerous, life-threatening storm surge. Please listen to those local officials because some of the tide gauge is already seeing some of that water come up. You look at Sabine Pass over to Holly Beach, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge. Right around that center and to the right's where you get the main, the highest amounts, Holly Beach, the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8. But look at these values, the largest values that we're going to see, Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge over to Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge, even well to the east. Large storm, even over Port Fouchon to the Mississippi River, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. So that's the latest information on Hurricane Delta from right here at the National Hurricane Center.